Reach your whole home lab from anywhere. Tailscale on a Unify Dream Machine Pro. Turn your UDM Pro into a Tailscale subnet router so every device on your LAN is reachable from anywhere. No port forwarding, no public exposure. Why do this on the router instead of each device? You could install Tailscale on every machine you want to reach, but installing it on the UDM Pro as a subnet router is the power move. One install advertises your entire LAN onto your private Tailscale network. After that, any of your Tailscale devices, laptop, phone, can talk to anything on your home network, a NAS, a local LLM server, a Pi, a printer, using its normal LAN IP from anywhere in the world. Crucially, nothing is exposed to the public internet. No ports are forwarded. Tailscale builds an encrypted WireGuard tunnel that only your own devices can join, and it punches through NAT automatically. So this works even if your ISP has you behind carrier-grade NAT where port forwarding is impossible. The catch, Tailscale isn't official Ubiquiti software. We use the excellent community installer Sierra Softworks Tailscale Unify, which is widely used and handles the tricky part, surviving reboots and firmware updates. You're modifying your edge router, so go slow and read each step. Predraquasis is a Unify gateway running Unify OS 2%X or later, UDM Pro, UDM SE, UDR, Cloud Gateway, etc. Not supported Unify OS 1%X, Cloud Key Gen 1, the old USG, or BusyBox-based devices. A free Tailscale account, personal use is free for up to 100 devices. Admin access to your Unify console and a few minutes of SSH time. Worked example used throughout my LAN is 192.168.124 and my gateway, the UDM Pro, is 192.168.1.1. Substitute your own values, find yours under Unify Network Settings Networks or on a Mac with route gent get default grep gateway. Step 1. Enable SSH on the UDM Pro. Open your Unify console, EAG, or unifyuiruui.com. Go to Unify OS Settings, System Advanced Toggle, SSH on, and set a strong root password. This is the password you'll use to log in as root. Step 2. SSH into the gateway. From your computer, enter the SSH password you just set. You're now on the gateway. Step 3. Install Tailscale. Run the community installer. This installs Tailscale as a systemd service under divided by data Tailscale and adds a boothook in data by boot so it persists across reboots and firmware upgrades. Unify OS otherwise wipes non-persistent storage on update. Verify the install. Step 4. Bring it up as a subnet router. This is the line that advertises your LAN. Replace the CIDR with your own subnet. What the flags do, flag purpose. Advertise route is equals offers your LAN subnet to your tailnet so remote devices can reach it. SNAT, subnet routes, fellets. Preserves the original client IP for traffic crossing the tunnel. Nicer for logging ACLs. Accept routes. Lets the UDM also use routes other subnet routers advertise. Optional, want the UDM to double as an exit node, route all your internet traffic through home when you're traveling. Add, advertise, exit node. When you run this, Tailscale prints a login URL. Open it in a browser and authenticate to attach the UDM to your tailnet. Subnet routing needs IP forwarding, which is already enabled by default on Unify OS gateways. No extra syskel tweaks required. Step 5. Approve the device and routes in the admin console. The advertised routes don't go live until you approve them. Open the Tailscale admin console, machines. Find your UDM Pro in the list. Click it, edit root settings, enable the subnet routes you advertised, and the exit node if you added it. Strongly recommended also disable key expiry for the UDM. Otherwise, the node's auth key expires, default about 180 days, and your remote access silently dies until you re-authenticate it on the router. Step 6. Test it. Install Tailscale on a phone or laptop. Sign in with the same account. Then from a coffee shop, on cellular, anywhere, hit a device on your home LAN by its normal IP. For example, a local web service on your LAN. If that responds from off network, you're done. Day 2 operations, update Tailscale. Restart the service, check status divided by your tailnet IP. Uninstall cleanly, troubleshooting. Routes not working from remote devices. Recheck step 5, unapproved subnet routes are the one cause. The route must show as enabled in the admin console. Access died after a few months. Key expiry. Disable it on the UDM node, step 5, and run tailscale up again to reauth. Gone after a firmware update, the installer's boothook normally handles this. If not, rerun the step 3 install command. It's idempotent. Tailscale, command not found after SSH. Use the full path divided data tailscale scale, or log out and back in to pick up the path. Security notes, tailscale exposes your LAN only to devices in your own tailnet. It is not a public hole in your firewall, but that also means every device you connect from must run tailscale and be signed into your account. For finer control, e.g. my laptop can reach the LLM server, but not the whole LAN, use tailscale ACLs to scope what each device may reach. This is third-party software on your edge router. It's well-maintained and popular, but it's not Ubiquiti-supported. Keep that in mind for a device your whole network depends on.
Installer credit. Sierra Softworks Tailscale Unify.